Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. If you haven't experienced it, it almost sounds improbable. Black vultures in large numbers attacking livestock. But Kentucky Farm Bureau Commodity Director Joe Kane says the Joint Farm Bureau U.S. Wildlife Takings Permit Program is clear evidence.
We've got permits that are in 71 counties. We've got pretty wide distribution right now. The one thing that we're finding out is that there's still a demand for them because the black vultures haven't backed off any. We're still having issues with calves being killed. Matter of fact, I got photos just recently from a recent attack at a farm in central Kentucky.
Because of the problem, U.S. Fish and Wildlife has allowed Farm Bureau to administer limited taking permits with the process a little faster than their own.
We can turn them around in generally a week to 10 days. We do score them. It is a requirement that a producer has to have livestock. They need to have depredation. That helps the score high. Then we also need to know what kind of populations they're looking at of the black vultures in the area. So we score them based on some criteria to help get the sub-permits issued in areas where the most need is.
This year, the group was allowed 1,000 permits, with highest demand this past spring calving season.
We still have probably nearly a couple of hundred that we can issue, and basically we're waiting for the fall calving season rush to hit us.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
The federal government provides $150 billion a year to make higher education possible for anyone. Completing the free application for federal student aid, known as the FAFSA, is the first step to getting your share. But an estimated $40 million in financial aid is left on the table each year by Kentucky students. Don't let that happen to you.
Fill out the new and improved FAFSA today. Visit knowhowtogoky.org and join the conversation on Twitter, #knowhowtopayky. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Postsecondary Education.
In dealing with black vulture depredation on farms, says Farm Bureau's Joe Kane, in some cases, upon request, U.S. Fish and Wildlife will come to the farm.
They'll actually come in, do roost dispersals, they'll do trapping, they'll actually do takes of large roosts to be able to thin the population down a little bit and help create a little bit better situation.
But so far, the joint program with Fish and Wildlife allowing the farm group to issue sub-permits seems very popular, workable, and fairly easy for farmers to access.
They can contact either a Kentucky Farm Bureau County office. They should be able to also contact County Extension office and pick up the applications there. They can fill them out at the offices and then have them fax directly into us or email directly into us. We can turn those around pretty quick.
Generally, as he mentioned earlier, it takes about a week to 10 days following application receipt and scoring. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.